Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, finishes two chapters of teaching on giving. And Paul capstones his instruction with a burst of thanksgiving. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. What is this unspeakable gift? Well, John 3:16, which is a very familiar verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, the baby who was born without a human father, born in a village. His mother and father were only in because they had to go there to register for taxes. Yet the prophets foretold of this baby's birth and his birthplace. Angels announced his birth. God even made a star to proclaim to the wise men in a foreign country that his son was the unspeakable gift. In James 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from, is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights. And that word lights there means stars. And so it was no big thing for the Father of stars, I mean the Creator of stars, to create a new star, one that would draw wise men from the east to Bethlehem to see the one baby who was born King of the Jews. Jesus Christ is that unspeakable gift. But why? Why is that gift unspeakable? The word unspeakable is only used once in the New Testament, and it's in this passage. It means unable to recount, unable to tell fully. No one is able to fully tell the love of God that was expressed in a gift of his Son. No angel, not even those herald angels that told the shepherds that a Savior, Christ the Lord, was born, could fully tell the great humbling that occurred for the King of Glory to become a human baby, to be laid in a feeding trough, along with cattle. The angel that appeared to Joseph in the dream, telling him that, yes, Mary, his espoused wife, really was still a virgin, that the baby in her was conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit. That angel told Joseph that this baby's name was Jesus, that this baby would save his people from their sins. And the name Jesus means Jehovah saves. How can a baby save people from their sins? That's unspeakable. That cannot be expressed fully. That cannot be told fully. Christmas is a celebration of God in the person of Jesus Christ becoming one of us, becoming a human, being born as a baby boy. But Christmas by itself could save no one. That baby grew up, and as that baby grew to become a 33-year-old man, lived a sinless, perfect life. Think about that. Sin, disobeying God's law, transgressing, breaking his law. Never once did that man tell a lie. How many lies have we told? How easy it is for us to tell, we can tell a lie without almost thinking about it. And it's like, oh, I just told a lie. Never once did Jesus utter one deceptive word. Never once did he have a lustful thought. Never once did he have a hateful thought. Never once did he commit a wrong act. Not one single act of selfishness. Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life, but his perfect sinless life would save no one. How does Jesus save his people from their sins? If you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We'll begin with the familiar verse 28. Romans 8, 28. We'll read through verse 32 right now. Later we'll come back to the chapter. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? God delivered Jesus up for us all. What does that mean? Delivering Him up for us all. Now, it's not the same kind of delivery as in the birth. Christmas is the birth of Christ. Okay? But how did God deliver Jesus up for us all? Well, it means that God treated Jesus as if He had committed all of our sin. God judged Jesus in your place. God judged Jesus in my place. God sentenced Jesus to the sentence that you earned, that I earned by sinning. God did not spare His Son, but He gave Jesus over to His wrath for sin. And that is unspeakable. No one could have, no man, no woman could have, no man did think up that plan of salvation. Man would have made salvation something to earn, something to work for, something to strive after. Think of religions today. They are all about doing something to be accepted with God. You have to do this and this and this and this, and then God will accept you. But that's not what the gospel is. That's not what the Bible is. The Bible is not about doing to gain salvation. The Bible is about receiving the gift. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. No one would have ever thought of a plan of salvation that way. No one would have ever thought to reconcile a God with sinners that way. For God Himself to become a man, live a sinless life, and then bear our sin. That is unspeakably costly. Not to us. It only costs us our pride. I can't. I can't be good enough. The very best that I could do is still worthless to gain salvation. But very costly to God. It cost His Son. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. If you're lost, you're here today, you need to be saved, and you can be because of God's unspeakable gift. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Born again one here today, give thanks to God for His indescribable, unspeakable gift. Think of where you'd be without His grace. Think of where you would end up without His grace, having to pay for your own sin forever in a place of torment. Jesus, he shall save his people from their sins. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Are you still in Romans chapter 8? We left off with verse 32. I'll read it again, then we'll read to the end of the chapter, Romans 8. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely with him? How shall he not also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. That is, justify means to declare innocent, to declare righteous. God declares people righteous. Who? Those who trust his Son. God the judge in the courtroom says, he is innocent. She is righteous because she has trusted my, taken my Son's gift. It is God that justifieth. Verse 34, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that's risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Father, we thank you and praise you. We glorify you for your Son, that he, 2,000 years ago, was born as one of us to reconcile, to bring us to God. We thank you that he lived a sinless, perfect life. He lived that life that we couldn't, and he gave his righteousness to us as he took upon himself our sin. We praise you for that unspeakable gift and how you in your infinite wisdom devised salvation's plan, how you could be holy and just and still welcome sinners. Lord, I pray that we would all be thankful for that gift, that we would all have received and experienced that gift and stopped striving to become good enough for you to accept us. Father, in Jesus, we are perfect, we are sanctified, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would bless the remainder of our time. In Jesus' name, amen.